But first, the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, will learn this week if he'll be extradited to Sweden to face questioning about sexual assault allegations. But so far, legal wrangling and the technicalities of European arrest warrants have almost been overshadowed. Our London correspondent and former court reporter Rachel Brown says the case has been remarkable as much for what goes on outside court as in it.
It's a story that's got everything. A protagonist who some say fancies himself as the new Jason Bourne, the fictional renegade spy in Robert Ludlum's novel. There's sex, secrets, revenge, cries of espionage and of a CIA-inspired honey trap. As I overhear one TV producer relay to his office, we don't care what happens inside court, it's the circus outside that matters. And a sideshow it is. Julian Assange fronts the cameras like a rock star, loping towards the cluster of microphones with his thought of the day. He says this case is bigger than him, and he hopes it'll help others hamstrung by unfair legislation.
We have an opportunity, perhaps, to draw attention to all those people who do not have the luxury of this press to scrutinise what is happening to them.
Usually, photographers have to leg it to get even a quick snap of defence witnesses, but ones in this case are only too happy to share the limelight. Retired Swedish Appeals Court Judge Britta Sundberg-Whiteman.
I can see an abuse of power, abuse of procedure, if you like.
There's defence witness Goran Rudling, who testifies he's seen a volley of text messages between the two alleged victims, showing they expected to make money out of their complaint.
It doesn't seem like they have investigated if there may be a false allegation.
Former Swedish prosecutor Sven Ulham braves a blustery English winter's day to give evidence.
I hesitated going here, not only for the winds, the strong winds, but also for the strong words.
And the ringleader, Mr. Assange's defence lawyer, Mark Stevens.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming today. Today we have seen Hamlet without the princess. We have seen a prosecutor who has been ready to feed the media with information, but has been unprepared to come here and subject herself to the cross-examination she knows she cannot withstand.
And while he's comparing the saga to a Shakespearean tragedy, inside court, another colourful orator, Geoffrey Robertson, is enjoying his own stage. The QC, in the same manner he used to pose questions on his television programme Hypotheticals, muses whether the description of Mr. Assange using his body weight to hold down one complainant is actually what's conventionally known as the missionary position. Above him in the gallery sit the WikiLeaks boss's famous sureties, including Jemima Khan and Bianca Jagger. Those who missed out on a seat ask to sit in the only vacant ones left, in the dock next to the former computer hacker. But in a decision oh so very British, the clerk decides it would breach occupational health and safety rules. And in this cyber age, tweets have been allowed from the courtroom. Here's one.
If you are ever short of conversation at a dinner party, would recommend against discussing technicalities of European arrest warrants.
And another.
No sooner would Mr. Schmidt lie down, and the crazy Australian would be upon him.
A reference to a passage in a new book by WikiLeaks defector, its former chief programmer, Daniel Domscheitberg, who alleges Mr. Assange used to abuse his cat, Mr. Schmidt. Mr. Domscheitberg describes his former colleague as a brilliant but irresponsible megalomaniac who demands transparency, unless, of course, it's about himself.
Julian has become exactly the kind of person he despised. At least I do have that impression. There's barely anyone, whether it's The Guardian, the BBC or myself, who criticises him and doesn't get mail from his lawyer.
Anti-American egomaniac or one of history's great defenders of free speech. Here, everything is blurred. It's now up to District Magistrate Riddle to figure out just one part of the puzzle, whether Mr. Assange is Sweden-bound. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for Correspondence Report.